Rickleblog, 20 September 2006. Demolition Party. When I moved to the suburbs, there were things I needed. Lawnmower, weed whacker, chainsaw. I'm sure there were good reasons for having all of these, or would have been if I had had a lawn and needed to remove trees. In fact, nature is just fine as she is, without lawn-related modifications. And trees are more agreeably removed by professional tree people, by which I am not referring to druids or other animists. However, moving to the suburbs brought with it a set of imperatives, and possessing implements with gasoline engines was critical to my new venue, notwithstanding their questionable utility. The lawnmower and the weed whacker have long since been donated to my place of striving, where there was a modest lawn. The chainsaw remains in my possession, but I think it would be fair to characterize it as retired. Before it achieved that state, however, it did have an adventure. The chainsaw's adventure. I'm not a party animal. I don't drink alcoholic beverages. I'm not especially comfortable in crowds of people whom I don't know. My concerns sometimes seem a bit divorced from those of real people. If you've been reading this blog, perhaps you formed your own opinion, so I'll say no more. Which is not to say that I'm a party vegetable. I've been known to converse coherently with strangers. I'm not pathologically shy. I have an adequate memory for names, if not for faces, and rarely aid gravity in displacing large quantities of food or drink to the detriment of light-colored fabrics. Some people invite me to their parties more than just the first time. Although I live in suburban New Jersey, my proximity and residual acquaintances assure that some of these invitations require attendance in New York City apartments. The NYC location of the parties all but guarantees that they will be populated by people in professions that do not require manual labor in return for their victuals. In other words, one encounters people in financial services, various persuasions of art and music making, academics of different stripes, and people who do things with words and symbols. When conversing with someone, it is de rigueur to find out what that person does. I'm something of an enigma in this ritual, since I engage in the outre occupation of manufacturing. This is not among the top 10 guesses. I could claim to be an executive, I suppose, but where's the fun in that? If you work in a factory, you're in manufacturing. Getting back to the chainsaw adventure, I have a friend. Speaking of occupations, he was one who had gone bad. He achieved a PhD in experimental high-energy physics, but became an investment banker when he realized he liked to eat and have a home. In fact, he was so successful that he had recently moved from a lesser loft to a greater one, and the reason for the party was to say goodbye to the greater loft, which was shortly to be chopped, channeled, sectioned, widened, lowered, gutted, and for all I knew, painted candy apple red. The invitation said, Demolition Party. We were invited to bring an implement of destruction and symbolically lay waste to a chosen section of the old loft in preparation for its new incarnation. Although symbolically is one possible interpretation of the invitation, it didn't actually say that. And, no surprise, a chainsaw rarely performs its intended function symbolically. The New York-dwelling attendees were packing screwdrivers. The more adventurous of them had perhaps even a hammer, no doubt rented from the super. When I arrived at the party, I carried the chainsaw in its distinctive plastic case, and I don't recall any special remarks. I allowed the suspense to build, watching politely as the odd hand tool made its mark on the sheetrock. Then, with a bit of a flourish, I unlimbered the chainsaw, pulled the starter cord, and amidst a pleasant cloud of oil and gasoline fumes, did some non-symbolic damage to one of the loft's walls. As I left that night, I do recall having a bit of extra space in the elevator. The chainsaw and I had a delightful time. Thank you.